למדי זה מבייס, הקושי ניתם משקפתח תנגל, but you just have to bear in mind what's the pshat in Mishkaveli, so it's several shot. Rashbam explains Mishkaveli if you have escaped, and the Zal, and the Zal was on one side of the scale, and the Yichon Mashki on the other side of the scale, and he was Machriya, the Yichon Mashki, so the Yichon Mashki came from. He says, it's Chilik, that is called Hesed. Tishas is not Chilik, and that's a being, it is in time. But not because of a Yini Shalzav, but because of Hesed. Because what does Hesed mean? There is Tumas Masa and there is Tumas Hesed. Masa means the Vela is Mitami Masa. So a person carries the Vela. So the Toya carries the Tumas. Hesed is the reverse. When the Tomei moves, carries or moves the Toya. So in other words, on one side of the scale, you have Eichon Mashkin, on the other side of the scale, you have the Zav, and he lifts the scale. The pen on the scale in which the Yichon Mashkin are placed. So the Tomei, in effect, is Neisei the Toya. Masa means the Toya is Neisei the Tomei. The Vela is the Tamei the Masa, but the Vela is not the Tamei the Hesed. Zav is the Tamei the Masa, and is the Tamei the Hesed. So what Rashbam says, that Elini Shalzav means that the Chia Hazav, the Kapnis Nayim, Mesoich, and Amashkin, that should be called Hesed. So how does Tesis explain Elini Shalzav? In other words, if you have a Beget, that one end of the Beget is on the Zav, and the other, the end of the Beget is on the floor. It's not being lifted, it's on the floor. So mitzad hesed, it wouldn't be tomei, but it would be tomei mitzad el yenei shelva. Now, the Shittes Rambam, we discussed it some time ago when we went over the mission. The Shittes Rambam is Halacha Gimel says, "Kol hakelim sheyinoso l'maylo min hazav." That's mishkabelian hazav. Heima nikroim madef vein kulam ki kelim shemigeya behem shem rishen litumo vein mitamin loy odom veloy kelim avol mitamin eichlin mashkin kishov lodes atume. The Tumas Madef from the Rebbe, so the Kashi is, the Gemara learns it from Posik, and the Rambam says Tumas Madef is from the Rebbe. Then the Rebbe, what is that?
One quick question, the we saw in places was that only if it's still dragging on the ground is it called it's not dragging on the ground.
But what's the significance of dragging on the ground?
Yeah.
It's not lifted, you know. It's not dragging on the ground, so then it is being lifted.
So
let's say if I have something the bag, let's say I'm the Zav and I have the bag, and the bag doesn't drag on the floor. So maybe when I walk, I carry it.
Is that called Hesed?
What?
It would not be called Hesed.
When I stand, I'm carrying it.
Is that Hesed though?
That's called Hesed. We don't have to resort to Mishkafel. If the end is on the floor and I stand in one place, then I don't move it, you see. Still it's something. Even Mitzadiyin shodam. That's what it is.
Why isn't the Rambam mentioned at all? Whether it kol came to this over Milam Nazar. If he doesn't mention this, it's hesed anything. It's
all right.
I mean, just say that it's dragging.
But
the Rambam doesn't
agree with Tesis Pshat in Elyin Shel Zav. According to the Rambam, Elyin Shel Zav means very simply, that he's on top of the Zav.
Why isn't that called Hesed?
Oh, it's a Kash. All right. So, maybe it is Hesed. In the Kash is, but Hesed is learned out from another Pasuk. So, Rishenim say, we need both Sukkim, the Sinehach. Rishenim give the Teretz, the Ramban, the Ritvo, they give the Teretz. Hainach, it is Hesed. But the Kashi is, Hesed is learned out from another Pasuk. So we need both Sukkim. In other words, if we didn't have the Pasuk of Kol Asher Yigeh B'Tachto, so then I would say that it's Mitamei Odom Kirim also. So since we have the posit of Tachto for Niso, Noise Niso, according to the Sois, so I know that Nitve Yakosu, Mitumechmure Kimikale. So the Anishem will give the Teretz, Hainach.
But Hesed,
the same thing. Why do we need to Psukim? So they say, if we didn't have to Psukim, I would say that it's Mitamei Tumechmure. Now that we have two psukim, so I know it's not mitame. It's nitke akosuf mitumechmur to mekal.
So according to Taisis, Hesed is tumechamur, according to the
Taisis. That's right. Yeah.
And the other Rishayim hold that Hesed is not tumechamur because that's included in the
pasuk. That is the same thing.
The Rambam agrees
with the Rishayim that it's the same thing. But why we need two psukim in order to know that it's not mitamei tumechamura, only tumekale, only yechlum mash. It's a rishmi tume. It's not an avatum. But the kashi against the Rambam is fine. That's all right. But the Rambam says me divreya. The Raived is masik on the Rambam. And the Raived says, Omar Avrom, yeish tumas madef me divreya. Avuzu afal pishi kruya madef. אינו מדברי, שהיום רותי רובה נגיע בכל השאי יתחתו, ייתמע דוארת. So it's a possible. וידרשין אונלי, אם סחסנידי כל השאי יתחתו ועזוב, ויום רותי רו ייתמע דוארת. אל מקלי שטף נאמה מיתמי במאי. Oh, difficulty. So he's masik on the Rambam, and two things. First of all, is Masik, where is the Rambam says that to Meselin of Zav is Milivreyev? We learn it out from the Post, so is the Reis. That is all right. So the Rambam requires an explanation. But then the Reis adds something else, which is very difficult. He says that Elyin Yishol Zav is Mitame Kirim Olz. And he has a good Reis from the Post, except that the Gemara says the contrary. But from the Pasuk, we learn how to Elyin Yishol Zav. Vayikra Tesvo, Pasuk Yud, B'chol Anigeya B'chol Asher Yisachto, Yitma Ador. So the Gemara says, doesn't mean the Mishkav Tachtin of the Zav, because that's already mentioned. But it means Cholanigeya Bichol Asher Yie Tacht of Azav, the Elyeni Shal Zav. So that is Nitke Mitzuf Tumoch Muroli Tumekalo. It has a din of a Rishon. It's only Mitame Yechon Mashkin. It's not mitamei or the mikelim. The question is, but also the shenim is that kasha. The pasuk says, "V'chol ani gei v'chashim yitachtov yitma adore." What it did by the arev, and what will happen by arev? Tfile b'mikve. Can echol mashkin have tfile? You can be tevel echol mashkin. Echol mashkin become tomei, become tomei. You can be tevel then. mind name there's aloha of a showcase, another aloha, but like Eichlin or Mashki, not Chayach Tfilin. So Yitma Adorev means that it can Yitma Adorev and then Borev, it is Tevel and it's Toya. That has to have reference to Kenan. There's the Rai Vetzrayim, that it's Klishatev. Klishatev means like Klimatres. In other words, that is Tvile Bimitve. It's fine, it's a very good Rai from the Posse, but Gemara says the contrary. So all the Rishayim as the Kashi, Teise discussing. So they give Pshotim, but the Kashi is against the Rai, that it's contrary to the Gemara. So we said it at the beginning when he started. That was, before Yom Tefil, the Mishneh, the Iskusi, that the Miri says that in Mishken Elyon Shel Zahav, there are two alochas. That Mishken Elyon Shel Zahav, according to Miri, means you put something, let's say, on top of the Zahav. But then you put one blanket, and then on top of this blanket, you put a second blanket, third blanket, you can put 10 blankets. 10 things, 10k. So everything, even the uppermost kele or beged, is a yinishazah. But the lowermost is also a yinishazah. So the Miri says, the pshat and the posik is, inachnam, that explains the posik very well. The Rishayim give other explanations. But according to the Miri, it's very simple, the pshat and the posik. V'chol anigiyah v'chol ashiyah tachtov yitma d'erev. Yitma d'erev implies klishatev, the Rebbe says. But that's only the lowermost beged or kelev that is on top of the zav. So that is not ki'akosuf mitumechmur etemetal. Mashayim ki, in other words, the beged elye, the first beged elye that touches the zav, so that is if somebody touches the first beget or the first kelev that is lying on top of the zav, so he becomes tomei. Or the mikelim tov. That's the pshat in Yitma Adorev. But the not ki akosem mitmechmur kimekale has reference to the Elyon Shel Zahav that does not touch the Zahav. That is only mitame to mechlal. So in Mele, that's the Teretz and the Raivet. The Raivet agrees with the Shite of the Raivet, the Mir, that there are two Elyon Shel Zahav. The first beget, the lowermost beget, on top of the Zahav, is mitame to mechmure. That's so in the Torah says Yitma Adorev, it is reference the first one, and the Aloha of not ki akosuf mitumechmur mitmekale, those on top of it, they do not. Now here is the Mir, the Losh of the Mir. Maso hanise al azab veini nigeya bai sheini davatum. And then he says that's the Mishneh of Miri. And then the Gemara that when the Gemara of Gemara he says Elyeni shel zav shekosavnu that is only mitame yechon mamashkin not of the Mekelein sheini nigeya bai ginasor abgodim ze al gav ze unochim bereishi shel zav. והתחתים שמגיע בראי שאין איתנו עודו, אבל ילייני שמגיע בפשורי, אין איתנו אלייך ממש. So, this is the pshit of the Raivet. So, maybe the Raivet is not difficult, on the contrary. According to the Raivet, to understand the pshat in the posik, Yitma Adorev, the lowermost that touches the Zav is Tamikele. Is Tamikele. In other words, if somebody will touch, another will touch the lowermost beged that is on top of the Zav, so it become Tame. If Kele will come in contact with the lowermost beged that is on top of the Zav, it will come Tame. But if another will touch the second beged that is lying on top of the Zav, that does not touch the Zav, so then you'll not become Tame. But if Echol Mashkin will touch the second, even the tenth one, a soul of body, so it become Tame. So that's the sheet of the Raide. So the Raide is not difficult. I think that the Rambam also has the same sheet. The Kashi is, the Rambam says that Madeh, the finish of Zav, is only the Raide. But it's not the Raide. The answer is, the Raide, the Rambam also agrees with the Miri sheet. There are two Elinish of Zav. The Elinish of Zav that is Nigeyendim Zav, that's not the Raide. But the initial Zav that is not Negev is Zav, that's only the Rabban. And the Raide is that the initial Zav that is Negev is Zav is the Raise and is Mitami to Mechmura also. And the other Bgodim on top that do not tell you Zav are also with the Raise, but not Kiakosu, Mitu Mechmura, Leitumekal. All
right.
All right, we'll soon reach the Nimar.
Yeah. According to the Rambam, it's so schwer Psukim.
Why is it schwer?
They learn out Psukim.
Psukim, so these Psukim have reference
to
or how you mean, they no, according to the Rambam, no, it's not like the Raive. The Raive Chittis, the Raive and the Rambam have one thing in common, that they agree with the nearest distinction between the Elinishal Zav that touches the Zav and the other Elinishal Zav that do not touch the Zav. But there's a basic difference. According to the Raive, so even the Elinishal Zav, even the Elinishal Zav that doesn't touch is the Raiz, but that the Raiz is not Kakosim to Mechmur to Mechale. Masha'in King the Elinishal Zav that touches is mitami to mechmura also, and the others that don't touch is mitraise, but only to mekali. But the Rambam sheet is different. The one that touches is not keakosuf, but mitraise, but mitami. But those that don't touch are mitraise. They are not mitami mechmura mashkin, but only mitraise.
So what? And it's so shred for other that according to
them. What?
That is Sloshvah, the other arm, according to Rambam.
Also.
Other arm is
Sloshvah. Whatever the other Rishayim says, the Rambam can also say. So Tesis says the Kach.
No, the difference is only in the, what's the
advice
of which
conscience? Yeah, that's right. Now, Gemara. Hakusi mitamin mishkatachin keli. My mishkatachin keli. Ilai mediki yud matzois. Viyosi balai. Yosef alaye mitamelo pshite de doreslo elo shehei tachtini shalbeir kelini shalzab ma'el yinei shalzab in mitamele yechlin umashkin af tachtini shalbeir nide in mitamele yechlin umashkin el yinei shalzab. How do we know that the yinei shalzab Tamei only Echol Maske. Tichsid, Bichol Anigia, Bichol Ashi, Tachtov Itmo. That Perik the Svob, Posik, Yud. Bichol Anigia, Bichol Ashi, Tachtov Itmo Adore. Vanei says, Echabit Godo, Birochet Bamayim, Bitome Adore. So, my Tacht, Ilay me Tachtov Zav. Then Meisha to Mishkav of the Zav. So that's already mentioned in another passage. The Isha Sheika Mishkovina. That's Pasuk Hey. The Yish in the Yichot is Spoch Pasuk Hey. The Yish Asher Yiga Bin Yishkobe. First in Pasuk Dali the Torah said, Kom Yishka Vashi Yishka Povazov Yitma Vicholakli Asher Yishka Volev Yitma The Yish Asher Yiga Bin Yishkobe Yechabiz Goloach Mamayim Vitamadore. So that's mentioned, discussed already in Pasuk Hey. So why does the Torah have to discuss it again in Pasuk Hey? It's already discussed. So then you have in parentheses, Vanei Seinam Yitmo, Umay Miu Niso, Mai Taino Vanisoxi. So it's put in parentheses. Why is it put in parentheses? Marshal Mohakse. That's in accordance with Rashi Shite here in the Gemara, not in accordance with Rashi Shite in the Tshuva, and not in accordance with Teisa Shite. But according to Rashi Shite here in Mide, so we are Meichikim. But let's for a moment not be Geras, Vanesi Name Yitmo. I mean, like Rashi skills. So, Ilan Tachto deserve me, Shashi Yam Mishkovinak, El Anigea, the Horashi Yazar, Sotacht of Mania Shazar, not Kiakosu Mitmechmure, the Vieli Mitmechale, Lima Lochen Mitami, Alan Echon Mashi. How do we know that there is any took? The answer is because before, the Pasuk before says, in Perek Tesvov Pasuk Tes, the Torah says, V'chol ha-melkav asher yirkav ol v'zav yitmo. That the melkav of the zav is tomei. Then in Pasuk Yud it says, V'chol ha-nigeya v'chol asher yitachtov, tachtov yitmador, v'anei sei sei yechab is godov, v'rochaz v'mayim v'tomei adere. The question is, why did the Torah, so we have two halves in that Pasuk Yud. First we have in Pasuk Tes, then we have in the first step of Pasuk Yud, then in the second half, why did the Torah mechalike? The Torah could have combined it. V'chol anigeya, v'anisei, v'chol anigeya, v'chol ashiye tachto, v'anisei, yechabiz godo v'rochel v'mayim v'tomad ha'aret. The Torah was mechalik. Not v'chol anigeya, v'chol ashiye tachto, yitmad ha'aret. V'anisei, so that is it to mechal. But neisei, is it to mechmur? Otherwise, if nigeya becholash yesachtov is also involved in to mechmur, so the Torah could have combined them. The Torah didn't have to separate them. This is how do you know it? Not ki akosuk mit mechmur to mekalim lo shem mitame leicho memash. Let's see the Rashi. Ila in yesachtov dizav du medras azav umayu niso beget aniso azav. My time va neisei, va nisoksi. In other words, the tree is neisei, but the ksiv is without it, but you. Mo yidane mai, v'nire beina ishu perish meshubish. So the Rashi is meichik, this piece of Gemara. That's why Rashal, mochak is it, it's put in parentheses, in accordance to conform to Rashi Shit. Not ke akosot bitu mechmure, מדכסי בכל הנגיע בכל אשר יתחתוב יתמו רשא אומיתה ליתמה דערב he just mentioned the יתמו the יתמה דערב היא אומיתה why? Because that will only confuse us so for the present purpose he doesn't have to mention it ועמי יסי של יחביס גודו so the question is why the Torah not combine it to lo yavinu bin ich die Bechor an Igea, Bechor an Schmiach Tachtov. Vaneis is im Chabuz Goyo, Vapsikinu bi Yitmo, Michlal, Ha Yitmo, Labdi Odom, Godin Kamayre, Elo Beichon U Mashke. Vaneis is on, Nidra Mitzraskiyani, Lineisei Mishkovei, U Meishev, Mishovei Shalzai. So the Neisei, the one who carries the Mishkaf, Meishav, the Zav, is Tomei Tumechmure, but the one who touches the Britalian of Zav is Tomei Tumekal. Tumekal means, Tumekal is that it becomes a Rish. Tumechmure means it becomes an Av. And Tumekal means it becomes a Rish. So, in other words, that the initial Zav is a Rish. Some mele, the Echon Mashkin that come in contact with the initial Zav are Risheni. Risheni. All right. So Gemara is the Kashe. All right. The fact that the Torah didn't combine the two halves of the posse and separated them indicates that Nigeya is as in involves a nituk. But how do you know it involves in a such a big nituk? Maybe a smaller nituk. Meima mitke akosu mitume chmured u mitame odom mitame bgodim. Avu odom bgodim mitame. In other words, the second half of the posik mentions a high degree of avatume. In other words, because not everything involves that kind of high degree of tumei. So in other words, that it's mitame b'chiburim. In other words, the tumei that didn't touch the mishkav meisha, the mishkav meisha. So are also tummy. So that is only by Neise. But Negea is not mitame odom mitame godom. But maybe it's mitame odom. How do you know that the Elgini Shalzav is not mitame odom altogether? No, we know that if an odom will touch the Elgini Shalzav, so the godim will not require kibbutz. But maybe the odom himself will touch that. Will become Tomei, and that's why the Torah separated them, because in so relative to Neisei Mishka formation of the Zav, so not only the Odom the Neisei is Tomei, but even the Bgodim are Tomei. Mashenke Hanigeya bin Mishka Velyen Shal Zav, so the Odom is Tomei, but the Bgodim are not Tomei, so there is a nituk. But not that kind of nituk, a smaller nituk. How do you know? Ina mitke akos mitmachmur itami odom tamit godim. Abo odom et godim itami. Omakro yitmo tumekalamash. So the connotation of yitmo is that it's tumekalamash. Not only that it's not mitami odom tamit godim, but it's not mitami Odom altogether. Now let's see the Rashi again. Eim elohach hafzikim chod li'tami odom kam godim sholok lohach hekos hafitmo do odom michude tome o im nogu bgodim yu bgodim tneim velo yu but the mishkafel yenizna and it's mitami odom ikeim but it's not mitami odom mitami godom. So the Gemara says yitmo implies that is a tumikal. So now here the Mishnah says that the tachteini shel beil nido is unlike the nido herself. The nido herself, so the mishkaf tachtein is an av and is mitamei or the mikelim, but the mishkaf tachtein of the beil nido is analogous to the mishkaf elin of hezav. It's only mitamei echor mashi. How do we know that? the Tanya that with him goes on. Pierce this rope, Posit comes out, hop down. The Shochei Yishkei, that's in discussing the Tumas Nido. So in Posit Chodal, the Torah says, the Shochei Yishkat Isha Iso, Usi Nidoso Olo, the Tomei Shivas Yom, the Cholamishko, Asher Yishkat Olo Yitmo. So if somebody is a Beil Nido, so then the Tumas Nido of the woman that he was Beil is transferred on him. Usini Nido Solo. In other words, what kind of a Tume does Nido have? Shivas Yom. So the Beil Nido is also Tome Shivas Yom. He has to count 7 days before he can be paid. So Usini Nido Solo. Itachteni shabir nido min olay tani is nido solo yochel yalel raglo. In other words, he's placed in her shoes. What does it mean, placed in her shoes? Let's say, if somebody would be bailed nido on the first day of the hemnidus, so then he'll have to count 7 days. But suppose he'll be bailed nido who is already in the second day of the hemnido, he'll have to count, so he'll be placed in her shoes, and he'll have to count 6 more days. If he'll be Beil Nido on the third day of Yemei Nido, he'll have to count 5 days. And if he'll be Beil Nido on the last day, he'll have to count 1 day. In other words, Usini does all up. So he has to stand in her shoes. I could say that. Yochel Yalur Aglo Talmud Leina Yitmo Zayn Yomim. Regardless whether he's Beil her the first day of the Minidus or the seventh day of the Minidus, he has to count 7 days. Umatav Neima Avintim Dosolom. So then there is a superfluity in the post. So the Torah could say, Yimshochei Vishkati Sheiso, Vitomi Shivas Yomim. Why is Sini Dosolo? Matam Sini Dosolo, Shiochel, Luitami Odomikli Heres, Talmud Leima, Usini Dosolo, Mai Mitam Odomikli Heres, Apu Mitami Odomikli Heres. The Beil Nido is Mitami Odomikli Heres. Imai Ese Mishka for Meshav, Litami Odom, Litami Godin, Afu Ese Mishka for Meshav, Litami Odom, Litami Godin, because a Nido, the Aloch is that the Mishka for Meshav is Litame, not only Odom, but is Litame Odom, at Litami God of Do. So maybe the Beil Nido, the Mishka for Meshav, the Beil Nido, has the same Humre. Talmud Leima, v'chol ha-mishkav asher yishkav olav yitmo, shein Talmud Leima v'chol ha-mishkav asher yishkav olav yitmo, u'ma Talmud Leima v'chol ha-mishkav asher yishkav olav yitmo. Because the end of the passage, v'imshochet yishkav 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 yishkav. So the question is, that's superfluous. It appears to be superfluous because the Torah already said Usini Dosolo. And it means that it's mitame Odom and it's Tame Klicheres and everything. So I would say that Mimele, it's implicit. That the Cholamishka Vashayishka Volof is also Tomei. Why does the Torah have to spell it out explicitly? In order to be Minatik. Shein Tomei Chamei Zo Yitmo, Ma Tomei Chamei Yishka, Not Ki Akos Of Bitumei Chmure, Beidviei Lidi Tumei Kal, Leim Aloch Shein Mitamei Leich Lumash, Now let's see the Rashi again. Yalil Rago, Yalil Seifa. Ki gein bo leo bishishi shalom in the sixth day of the many days. Yitil v'amochos kimeisa. Zayin yomim v'afur bo leo bishvi. Mayim itamodum tamgodim sh'olo. Diosa v'kal v'chema m'nishkovo. Afu mitamodum tamgodim sh'olo. Uchli cheres b'esed. V'afal gavdim kli cheres m'kabut tumel ma'virei. בעשת זב, ויזו ומתאמי כדכסי, וכלי חרס אשר יגע בעזב, ואמרנו מחירות מזה ומה גוי, שהוא כיכול עיניים הזה, סייטי, שהתאמחים לכל המשדות, יתמות שאיפון למרטין דו סולוב, ובידו כסי בכל נגיע למשקול יחב גולוב. So it's a purpose? No. To tell us that there is a ניתוק. ניתו מחמירו שלא יהיה משקול יחומו כמשקולו, ויתאמי עודם גודם שלו. אבל אודם ובגודים, אוי אודם עם תיגבי, אוי בגודים עם תיגבי. So, שמיתם אלייך ומש, פוריך רבה חויה, אימן נתקי הכוסת מתומך מורה, והגיע לתומך הלו, ותם אודם ותומך גודים, אלה נסים קשה, אבל אודם ובגודים איתם, דפד ותורס וסתלעו, Behold, Hamishka, Ashayishka, Balot, Yitmo, when it's a, which is superfluous, apparently, so is to tell us that there is a nituk. But how do you know that Kabbonis HaPosik is, that there is such a big nituk? Maybe there is a small nituk. In other words, it's not mitamei odom, mitamei godom, but it's mitamei odom, or godim, when godim touch. So the Gemara says, Omar Ravase again, Yitmo Tome Kalamash. Alright. Then the Gemara has another question. Udei Meritim Dos Olof Kval, Yicholamishkov Prat. So Kval Prat, in the Kalamash of the Prat, Mishkav Meishatei, Midachin Eloi. Omar Ravase, no, you couldn't apply the Kval Prat. Because the prat is not mentioned immediately after the klal. What is the klal? The klal is utim dos olam. So, but let's see losh naposi. Vinchoche vishka pishe iso utim dos olam. That's the klal. Vitomish vesyoni, and then it says, vichol hamishka vashinishka vol hitmo. So, if the expression the Chol Hamishkav Hashinishkav Lehitmo had immediately followed Usimidos Olov, then you could apply the Aloche, the Alfuse of Klal Prat. But here there is another expression interposed between the Klal and the Prat, namely Bitom Yishves Yomim. So it's a Klal Prat Amul Chokim Zemizeh. So then it cannot be subjected to Yalfuse of Kalukha. Omar Abaye, Nitmo Zayomi Mapsik Inyev, Have a Kalukha Tamukhotan Zemze, Uchol Kalukha Tamukhotan Zemze, in Donis of Kalukha. That's what Abaye says. Rope is Chayv. Rope says that even if there is something interposed, it can still, generally speaking, be subjected to the Alfuse of Kol Prat. But here there is a special Zeres HaKosa. Robo Ma'aleilom Don. But the whole Rebbeel, see if the Torah hadn't said, the whole Hamishka is not Gitmo, the Torah had said, Hamishka is, Vimchok et Mishka Fisha Yisro, see those all, the Tomish Nesion, the Hamishka Vashimishka for the Gitmo. Then it could be subjected to the Kol Prat. But seeing the Torah says behold, so now that's exercise also, that he can't apply the Klal Prat Yalfus. Horribly. Now let's see the Rashi so far. It מחמורה של יהם משקובי חומו כמשקובו ותאנו אודם גודם שאולו איס לייט ניטו קנאצו שפיקנל אבל אודם גודים בין פריסל זייס אוי אודם נתיגה בין גודם נתיגה שאני אומר את זה, מי דעתים אלוהי, כי נודם מקליחרס, זה יכול להניש כבר ביום לך פרוט, נאו, אני אומר את זה, מסקית לו רב יעקב, אימת ג'י, וסין מקדוס אולו, so אימת ג'י, מה היא לכל הכתובים, מה גורם למשקוב, או איתם להיות אמור, איתם לגודם לחומרה, אפו, לתחלת בין הגורם למשקוב, איתם להיות אמור, ולתמיד גודם ריקול וחום אימת היא ואילוק עם היסוד השני קרוא לחום רי ששני מתמיד אודם מתמיד גודם so the need ourself is לחום רי so the מגו and the משקוב אוהב the same חום רי when the need touches a person So is mitam yodom mitam godo. When the mishkaf of the nido touches a person, when a person touches the mishkaf of the nido, it's also becomes tomei litam godo. So by nido herself, so is loy chalakto b'imagol mishkav litam yodom mitam godi. So lechum gasheshne mitam yodom mitam godi. And the Baal Nido is analogous in his own way, Likule. A fully tachlis bim agoyim mishkove Likule, sheshneim leitamu, sheleitnu. Do, mishkove pshitalon shenot kakosu. Hilkam agoyim name, but you say that the Baal Nido, if she touches an odom, he is mitame odom, mitame godom. But that if somebody touches, if an Odom touches the Mishkof Tachtein of the Baal Nido, then he doesn't become Tomei, only Fechmei or Mashki. But why don't you learn out just as in respect to the Nido? There is no difference between the Nigeya in the Nido itself and the Nigeya in the Mishkof Tachtein of the Nido. So both Amitamei, Odom Mitamei Godin, Lechumre, so by Baal Nido it's likule that not only the Nigeya not only the Nigeya in the Mishkef Elyein of the and not only the Nigeya in the Mishkef Tachtein of the Baal Nido So is not the Tamei Odom Tamei Godin, but even the Nigeya in the Baal Nido is not the Tamei Odom Tamei Godin. Why do you say the Nigeya in the Baal Nido is Mitamei Odom Mitamei Godin, but the Nigeya in the Mishkaf Tachtein of the Baal Nido is not the Tamei Odom Mitamei Godin? Why don't you learn out that they both have the same status, Likule? אפולי תחלי בין הגוי למשקובי ולכולי ששניהם לא יתאמו דו משקובי פשיטלון שנתקע כוסו כאילו כאן מגוי נאמה שנוגע באודם להתאמנו להתאמי גודם דו פסיד אותי נדוס אולו דו כשו היא והיא בית חו ורסה זו מבוא באולו ועתיני משמע וסי נדוסי אולו has a connotation לחומרה so there is a חומרה so on one hand there is a כולי because there is nituk. On one hand, there is a chumre. So Mele, we say, the chumre applies to the case of a nigeya in the Baal Nido himself, and the kule applies to the case of the nigeya in the mishkef tachten of the Baal Nido. Olav acham ashma, viloilav. All right, that's the Gemara, according to Rashi. Now let's see the thesis. So Rashi is not Geiris, Vanesi Namo Yitmo, Umay Niu Niso, Mai Taimo Vanisos. Tesis, Elieni Shalza, Mino, Zei Su Iso Geiris As Rashi, Tichsi Bechol Anigea, Bechol Ashi Yitachto Yitmo, Mai Tachto, Ileine, Tachto Vizoav, Masha Yiga Bimishko Vinavke, So Rashi says, this is an erroneous girse, because the Gemara already learned out from Tachtov, because Tachtov couldn't have referenced to Negea in the Mishka, Tachtein of the Zad, because that's already mentioned in Posik Hei, V'isha Sheyidam Mishka V'yechav Yisgoyroch Maim Tamad Ere. So why do we have to resort to another Yalkuse, Ba'anisoksi? So that's one right. Doch von Afke mit Tachto. Vehi, die Bosa van Eisei, Xiv, Kibus Godi. Another reason is why we couldn't be Geiris, my time with Van Isoxi, because Bosa van Eisei, it says, בכל הנגיע, בכל השיהיה סחתו, יתמדר, ואני שאיסון, יחבס גולות, איפה יגרס, ואני סוקסי. So maybe that means that the ניסו, the יני של זהב, is יחבס גולות, but the Gemara says it's not כעקוסם תמוכמיר, תמקלו, the יני של זהב is only a reason. So, so a person who touches the יני של זהב, even he doesn't become dummy. Aber has kamo de chamo de de godim de ti wears an atome, so how can we be gears? Voi, di bos adich si vame isi ksit kibus godim. So that's why Rashi here, in Yidek, is not gears, is that gears, hanishas. But in the tshuva is illustrated. Because of the Russian verses, in other words, this is probably new, I mean, that the Tshuva he wrote, after he wrote this tale, Shamin, this is probably new, otherwise this is wouldn't say, because of the Russian verses, they can make a high pro, Berlin shall say, so in the Tshuva, Rashi is chayza from this chapter, and in the Tshuva he says, that Vanisok Sid is the right years, and on the contrary, we learn how to Yenish Ozab Dafke from Vanisok, not from Tachta, because Rashi, and make the Perestian, Rashi in Chumash says, in explaining the Posik, Yud, Chalanigeya, Chalash, Yesachto, Yitma, the Erev, that it relates to the Posik before. Because in the Posik before, in Posik Tes, the Torah discusses the Merkav of the Zav. Yichol ha-Merkav asher yirkav olov azov yitmo. So then in Posik Yud, the Torah says, Yichol ha-Nigeye, Yichol asher yisachtov. So it doesn't mean Mishkav u-Meishav, it means the Merkav of the Zav. Mishka Formation. A bench on which he sits, I mean like a chair, is Mishka Formation. And let's say, when he rides on a donkey, on a baby, so he could be stopped, and he sits, and the one who rides, and the donkey sits on the saddle. The saddle. The saddle is like the chair, like the bed, like the mattress. So that's Mishka Formation. But when you ride on a horse, donkey, I don't know. So you have brains, I don't know what I'm a donkey. You also need brains, I don't know. I don't think it's necessary. I'm a horse. You have to hold on to the reins. So the reins, he doesn't sit on the reins, but he uses them in riding. Because through the reins, so the horse is given the impetus to drive, you know, to run fast. So the reins are not Mishka Formation. The reins are considered Merkav of the Zav.
So the Torah says in Pasuk says, "Yecholamelkap asemielkap olavazot." That means the veins, not the thing that can move is that foot, but the veins need to hold down. So that is done. Then Pasuk Rashi says, and then the question, "Yecholamelkia becholashiyos achdor." Not the saddle and which is it, but the veins, the melka. So in this matter, some melee, let's see the rush. Constitute the Holandia, the Holandia Pacto, first thing in Shosab, where the living of America, she idea to come, they told to his body, Buchemia, the Mishkap, the America. So what is the first thing to say? That there is a distinction between the Mishkap and Meisha Kodizab and the Melka Kodizab. If somebody touches the Mishkap and Meisha Kodizab, that's discussed in Kodizab. The Mishkap Shalida Bishkobay, the Chabiz Godovoch and Mind Madere. So not only the organ who touches the Mishkap Meisha Bezab is Bamei, his body also becomes Bamei. He is Bamei to Mechmura in a high degree that the Mishkap Meisha Bezab is Mitame organ, Mitame in Gola. Is Mitame in Gola. Masheike, Mitea, Bimelka Bezab. If somebody touches the vein of the Bezab, so the other becomes family, but the body do not become family. So in other words, that's why the Torah tells it out separately. If anyone is Nigeria, the Melkap of the Zab, so he is coming. Or if the beggar, Caleb, touches the Melkap of the Zab, then this is coming. The beggar is coming, but if an Odom touches the mark of the Zab, the Odom becomes coming, but the Godin, the two words, I'm not coming. Masheikim, but they say so. So I mean, say the Masha says, behold, Hamidea, the Cholashiyah, Sachs of the Zab, both the meaning of America, the Hamidea, then coming, and told to the Godin, Buchenea, the Mishkap, the America, Vanezeis and the one who carries the Melkap of the Zab, the veins of the Zab. So the Hanezeis is, come on with me in a Zab. Zedei the Reike, the Shechazara, the Minerablo, Vanezka, Vanelkap, Mason Mitamei, Odo Mitamei. So there is a Chumre in Nezei Melkap of the Zab, vis-a-vis Nidea Melkap. Nigeya Minaka Razab is Mitami Odom, but not Mitami Godom. But Nezi Minaka Razab is Mitami Odom, Mitami Godom. And that's first there. So Rashi Mitzvah is Chaymer from Rashi Tzavdiya. Because the first there is there, Bechol Nigeya, Bechol Hashem Yitzachtov, Yitma Adaren, has reference to Nigeya in the Minaka Razab. So in Mela we couldn't explain that this is reference to Nigeya in the Yini Shabbat. So how do we know the Isa Kitune, the Yini Shabbat? That we deduce from an Eise. So, the Vahanisa, that's Rashi Shite in the Church. The Chodah Rashi in the Tzidut, the Yachamitai Kodin Yini Shabbat, but the Edya Bikerskene, Mekal in Merakab, and we have the same nation in Mishkat, and Mishkat is to be studied in the year of the Evangel, it seems to be studied. And we have the same, Tachino and Tehsham, and the Bimaz and the Nido, the Eri, Eich and Eichelay, the Yenishal Zab, the Yitam and Eich and Mashkin, and the Yitam and the Mikro, who Kofsid is not there, and another reason is by Rashi was Chayzer and Yitzhide, from the Shabbia, because according to Rashi Pshat here, so the Tumeh of the Yenish Azar is deduced from the from the culture of Sachto, because you, the whole idea, the whole idea is Sachto, you know there. So how could Sachto have weapons to a Jewish soldier? And that is not the cause of Mahmoud Metallo, a Jewish soldier is only in Italy, in the United States, and I'm asking. But if another touches it, he doesn't become Tommy. So, but here the Torah says, Yitmadoret, Echol Mashkin, it's not just to say Yitmadoret, Echol Mashkin, become Tommy Leon Boyd. So it must have reference to a Prishate, or to another, And so how could it have reference to a Yiddish of that? Obviously,
the Yiddish Ozab is deduced from the next expression. Vanesei Isop. So the Kri is Nesei, but the Ksid is Nisop with the Yud. So Vanesei Isop, Nami Yitro. But of course, we couldn't say Vaniso Yechabiz Godro Hazbamayim, that we couldn't say. But in other words, Vani, Yitcholani Giv Hashi Yitachtos Yitmaidere, Vaniso. Gamji. And then Vanei say some Yechabiz Godo. Okay, let's explain. Vei Yechemek Veshen Zadim Tamilich Omashim and Tarmi Mitve Kopsi Yitna Dere Vinire the Rashi Ligor is my Tachto Ilayne. The Rashi here is not Geiris that this expression is Gemore Ilayne. So Rashi was not theirs. We don't find it in Rashi. Rashi was not theirs. Why? So allegories, Koranigea Bechola Shayi Sachto, Gitmader. Then the Hanei say, Name Gitmo, my new Niso, my time Aniso. In other words, that's the way Rashi is here. Elini shows up no longer see the Khan gave a Khalashi is Tachta Hitma. So, Umay Mio, and it's not the race. My Tachta, feeling me Tachta, deserve me Shashiida Mishkovinavke. But your theories, Elini shows up no longer see the Khan gave a Khalashi is Tachta Hitma, Umay Mio, Elini shows up. Allegories, call an igea bechola she yitachto vzit madere, vanei sinami yitma, umay niyo niso, mai taimo vaniso ksi, not ke akosu, mit mechmut rek al voche perushe, van igea bechola she yitachto vimea kafay. So as far as tachto is concerned, as the Teres Kehanim says, that is reference to Merkav. I can move to Teres Kehanim, the high core acha Merkav ksi, because Pasuk Tes discusses Merkav on that. V'cholak v'magoyim masoyim, the magoyim mitamu yodom v'loib godim, doch liksib godim, u'masoyim, if somebody carries, I mean it sounds strange, but it's exos hakosu, that the Torah is more machmir, the neisei of the Elieni Shalzab, then the Negea in the Yeshua, which Rashvore would say, if somebody's Negea is, it's more homo than if he carries. No. So, if somebody is Negea in the Yeshua, so he's coming to Mechale. But if somebody carries the Yeshua, so he's coming to Mechmure in a high degree, that he's Mitame Odom, Mitame God. So, Vicholad, Magoyim Masoyim, Magoyim Mitame Odom, Loi God. Doch liksit kibbut godin, und masoi mit amorin tamun godin, in sein cho, wa neis is ech habis godo. Du koi al kol ma di kosi bin yema, yenei so, von der Kove, yenei so, rashi seret no chumesh, vel yeni shal zaab, darshin no, vel yeni shal zaab, darshin noch mit ech si, wa niso, chos ha belivo, koi a reishe di kho, di merka, di ech si be yitmo, velo ech si be kibbut godin, in other words, but then the question arises according to that pshat, Rashi and Shiddur. So, the beginning of Zab is implicit in the expression Vanei Seel Sam. Nisok Seel. So how can the Torah say Yechab is God of? But Niso is only Mitame Yechon Mashkin. Is only applies to Yechon Mashkin, not to Odom. So even the Odom doesn't become Tome when he touches the Yunish Zab. Or Haskamo Vechamo, that his Godim do not require kibbutz. The answer is no. As far as Niso is concerned, so you have to read it. Bicholani Geya, Bichlashi Yetachto, Yitmo, Adereb, Ve'aniso, also Yitmo. So the Yitmo relates to the Aniso. Not Yitmo Adereb relates to Aniso, but just the Niso. Just the Yitmo. But the Torah says Yitmo Adereb, that's in respect to Melka. That's because that passage discusses as reference to two things. First, to Nigeya ben Melka. There's the Kiddush on it. So we read it as vis a vis relative to Melka. We read it like this. Bechal Nigeya b'chashi yetachtov. If anyone who touches what is tachtov, the Melka of the Zav, Yitma de'erev. But then, Vaneise, so the Ksiv is Niso, so also Yitmo. Not Yitmo Adereb, but Yitmo. So mainly it only applies to Yechon Mashkin. Vaneise, Berini Shalzav, Dashim Hochem, Yitxiv, Vaneise, Chosa, Belivo, Koyareishe, because the Ksid in Merkom, the Ksid in Yitmo, the Ksid in Kibuz Godin, the Hoche Koma, the Nidea in Merkom, the Zav, Yitmo, the Chinanei Sei, the Anye Yini Shal Zav, which is Niso, Nitvakos in Tumish Lachom, the Akol Choch, the Niso, the Reishi Likhokoe, the Loya Seife, the Ksivoisom. So in other words, it couldn't. The Niso relates only to Reisha Likom of the Yitmo, not to Liseife. I mean, because he says Oisom. Niso is not Shayach to say Oisom. As far as the Kri is concerned, so Shayach to read Oisom. But as far as the Ksiv is concerned, Niso, it's not Shayach to say Haniso Yoisom. So the Eisom is to be read in conjunction with the Kri of an Eisei, but in conjunction with the Ksi of an Eiso. So you read it, you refer to it. In other words, you can give it to you, Tachto, Yitmo, Adereb, Ve'an Eiso, also Yitmo, Ve'an Eiso. What Ve'an Eiso? An Eiso, also Yitmo, not Adereb. Then Ve'an Eisei Eisom, יחד יש גודל לאורך ממיים ותמי הדרך. In other words, we darshan the Kri and we darshan the Ksi. So, from the perspective of the Kri, we read it, Vanese Iso, יחד יש גודל לאורך. From the perspective of the Ksi, Vanese is also Tom. Barakama, Danigeb Meatra Zav Yitmo, the Chinanese and Yinishal Zav, not Kiakos into Mishachel. The Alkoho Vanisa Arishi Kokoi, the Loya Seife, the Oxideisom, the Gaminiso Shayachisom, Eloisom Koya Mai the Krino Neisei. So in other words, from the perspective of the Kri, so we read Eisom, but from the perspective of the Ksi, the Maseres, והמסירס כה הרי שביקרו, הוא פורי רדעים מדינות כה, מתמחמורה לטעמי אודום מטעמי גודים, אבל אודום גודים לטעמי תמי מרקב, ומשנה ביתמה תמקמו משמע. ועמי סי סומוך ונגיע במרקב, הוא בגד שנוגע במרקב, ומטעמי לא יכול משמע. So these are the two gersoys of Rashi. One gers of Rashi is, Rashi and Nige, and one verse of Rashi is Rashi Lichus. Then Taisves says, Umiu Yeshi Yashin, Yes, I'm saying that the Jewish mitachmen, the Afron person. Now, there's Rashi himself in the Tshuva said, no, he's Chazer from his Pshat in the Gemara. Because we couldn't say that we learn how to have any Shazar from Tachtov. Because Tachtov, the Tereskin says, has reference to Merkavosa. He says, no, we could accept the Gersi here and reconcile it to the Tereskin. In other words, so the Yeni Shalzav is deduced from Tachtov. But you ask, but the Tereskin says the Tachtov is reference to Merkavosa. So both are implicit in Tachtov. So he says, immediately, Yashid Yerushim, the Dorish Mitachtov. The Afal Gab, the Torah, Rebbe Merkav, the whole Posse, the Choyl Asher, the Choyl Asher Yie, Tachtov Yitma, the Erev. So he says, as far as Merkav is concerned, the Torah could have done without Tachtov. The Torah could have said, because in Pesuk Tes, the Torah spells out Merkav. So the Torah could have said, Nigeya, Ti. Why is the Tachtov? So the Tachtov is Marbe Elyin Shalzah. In other words, that this Pesuk makes reference to two things, to the Merkav of the Zav and to the Elyin Shalzah. Ich lasse mir schön durch den Tag, aber da die Kreire, die Merkab, die kommen zum Tee, die Tag, da war ja die Merkab, aber die Tag, da haben wir mit der Reski, halt mir noch. Why couldn't the term Tachtov have reference to the Merkab is up? So he mentions the Doma Bitterski in the Meister Telekom Arbin, who kept Tommy Meishen, but Tophus Tommy Merkab. So in other words, Ukef is the saddle. Saddle is the thing that you put down on the payment, the donkey on the horse, and the rider sits on it, so it will not be hard for him, so it will be softer for him to sit. So that's Ukef. The atofus, the veins, somebody runs the horse, so he holds on to the veins. So the veins, that's called Merkav. And Vatome Tophes Tome Merkav. Aume Mashe Tachtof Liyotef Merkav Elevation. So you see from that Tereskin in the Gevorin Erevin that Tachtof has reference to his seven, something you sit on. But the veins, you don't sit on it, that is not called Tachtof. And here the Torah says Tachtof, so obviously, so the so. Komo kein Teva di Tachtov, la Eira di Merka, Elo bi Tachtov. So, di Oma bi Tereskeni, u Maiselo, bei ihm di Tachtov, wa di Zogis Tachtov. Di Mishkafeli. Di Maiselo im Arben, mu kif tam Meisha, tam tam Meisha, tam Meisha, tam Meisha, tam Meisha, tam Meisha, u loche koma, di hai Tachtov bi Mai Meire. Ibi Mishkab, Mashe Yiga, Yalp. Vav Motzal Mifrach, di Mishkab Ksi, Kibuz Godim, so the Gemara could have asked another Kashi, that we, another reason as to why you couldn't say the Tachtov as reference to the Mishkab of the Zav, because here the Torah says, Yitma Adarare, and he says, but no Kibuz Godim, and by, if it had reference to the Meishav and the Mishkav of the Zav, so it should say Chabiz Godov, and here the Torah spells out, no Chabiz Godov. And what about Mishkav Ksivki with Godim, but Ksiv are a different part. In Ami Mishmocha, we Ksivki with Godim, Mishundika, Kobi Merkav Ksiv, with Boyekim, and Foresh, Elisha Zoftach, the Aini Elieni Shalzav, the Nitame Elayichon Mashkin. But then the question is, so why do the Torah say, Yitma the Erev, Echon and Mashkin, hat Tommy for good, leave him bread. Vitumaserab dechsi bikrom, mishumir kamerka. Because two things are discussed in that posik. Lifitzutishal mikro, the posik discusses merka. So the adoerev relates to the judicial mikro. That's adoerev. The merkav, the nigei and the merkav. So the odor is mitame, the merkav is mitame odor, mitame godom. It's not mitame odor, mitame godom, but it's mitame odom by itself, or it's mitame godom by itself. So there's the adoerev relates to the judicial mikro, which what is the subject, or according to the tradition mitro merkav, sadore, but the drash of niso, so the adoere does not apply to the niso. It only applies to the merkav and not to the mishkavelinoza. There are certain corrections that have to be made. Because here, there should be a verb after the nun. Because Teisa says, So, where do we have Eitu Mechmer? Well, because in all the previous psukim we have Eitu Mechmer. Anyway, so there are two gersoys. One gersoy is that we learn it out from Niso. Actually, there are three gersoys. One gersoy is Rashi here, so it's not here, it's Becholan here. My tachta feeling, tachta bizar. It's not there is that. He's only there is. He's only there is. Koragirich hashiri tachta yitma dere banei sinami yitma. Umayni uniso, that's all. Then there is the girse of Rashi and the Chuvas that he's gay raised. I mean, so first the girse of Rashi here, so it's not Geiris my tachto. Elogoris kolani geiru chashi yeh tachto yitma deret, vanei say name yitmo, umay ni uniso. My time, I mean, that is, no, one second. First the girse of Rashi here, So the Rashi is Geiris, the Cholani Geia, the Cholashi Tachtot Hitmo, my Tachtot, Ilay Metachtot, the Zog, the Shashi Yida, the Shkobinachke, Elani Geia, the Cholashi Yida, the Tachtot, my Nihilay, the Shazab, not Yakosim to Mechmura, the Giri to Kal, and it's not Geiris, the Nisinami, it's not my Nisa. Then there is the Girse of Rashi in the Chubis. Rashi Mitzvah is just the other way around, that he is not Geiris my tachto, Ilin tachto dizam, but he is just Geiris Kohen Geirich Hashi tachto yitmo erev, v'anei say name yitmo, umayni unisa, not kiakos. There's a second verse. Then there is a third Gyorse, the stasis Gyorse. Gyorse, he's giving us both expressions. But we learn out from both, from Tachtot and from Niso, we learn out that there is a Tumah for Yom Shabbat. So there are three Gyorse. All right. Now the cases. Vamisoksi. Chosabo. Teime. Imaseira sumol. So there is a variance, you see. According to Rashi's Gyorse here, there is no variance between the Maseira of the Gemara and the Maseira, and our Maseira. Because Rashi is not Gyorse Vamisoksi. So that expression, it does not exist in the Gemara. But according to Rashi's Gyorse and the Tshuvos and Tesis Gyorse, so we are Gyorse Vanisoksi. But what do you mean? The Ksiv, there is no Vod, there is a Yud. But looking in the Torah, according to our Maseira, so there is no Yud, there is a Vod. Now, Pasik Yud. How is Vanisi? Vav, hey, nun, vav, sin, aleph. Sin, aleph. So there is a vav. So there is a variance. There is a variance. According to Rashi's Gyorse, there is no variance. Now, so Tesha says, there are such variances. Tamed in Maseira Sumol, Miu Motsimu, Sha Maseira Sukhilit Rashas, the name Misach Shabbos, David May Eli, Maviram Ksi, who we call Shalomu Ksi Mavirimol. Now that involves us in certain shiloh, Gabi Chsiras Visiras. Now, let's, Gabi Kveya, in Shabbos, gives an exhaustive list of all the variances between our Maseira and the Maseira of Chazal of the Mor, and also a list of all the variances between our Maseira and the Maseira of Rashi Sifator or of Tesis Sifator. Exhaustive list. Let's see the Mor. It's a very important. Kvedia had everything on the tips of his fingers, so he mentions everything. Not much, honestly. It's obvious. The whole Tanakh, without Rashi, I mean the whole Tanakh. There is no Tanakh. Knowing Shabbos that in Hayyam Bey says, Omar Rab Shmuel ben Achmeinu Rab Yechid, Omar Rab Yenis, Koloei Meir, אמר רב שמואל נחמן רבי ניס, כל אימא בני אלו חוטו, אין לי על הכיף. The whole thing,
all at once.
It's a little difficult, but it's okay. You mean there is no other Tanakh?
There used to be one with English on one side. Yeah. I saw one that was shipped, I couldn't find it. I saw one that was shipped, I see. Only, I didn't think there was one.
No. Thank you. Well, Aleph. Shmuel Aleph. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis. The pasuk says, "Ve'eli zokin eit, yishama ish kol asher yasun bonov, v'chol yisorah." In other words, they were guilty of certain averes, the male. Ve'eis asher yishkubu nesanoshim, Hatzidis Pesach Yomim. So, superficially it appears that we were guilty of terrible sins. The maid Asher Yishkin is an Oshim of you. Vayim Elohim, Lomo Sassun Katvorim Meile Asher Onich Yishmeya Es Divreichem Roim Meis Kolom Eile. Albanoi, Kiloy Teva Ashmua Asher Onich Yishmeya Ma'avirim Amadishem. Mavir and Amalish. So that's the pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Mishabes dafun hei." Omar Rav Shmuel ben Achmini, Omar Rav Yitzchak, "Koleim abnei luchotu eini alatei." So Tesis points out, it doesn't mean eini alatei that they didn't sin altogether. Of course they sin. They sinned in the Zoykotchim, they took more than they were entitled to. But Koleime at Meile Chotu, in that terrible Avera of Niuf, they weren't guilty of that terrible Avera. But they were guilty of many Averas, but not Hasisholem of Ishishish of Niuf. Because the passage says, Vashay Mishkubunes Anoshi, Hatsiris Beskoli. So Koleime at So he says, "Teos be my dechsiv asher yishkvun lechot, el mevazim kochim oyu, kisiv biterem yaktirun achile, el mevazim kochim, before the aktore, they used to take away parts of the components." So that they were guilty, but not chas visholem of niu. How does he know? Shenemar vishom shnei be'il, Chofnil Pinchos Kihanim Adishem. So he mentions Chofnil Pinchos. Savale Kirav Yoma Rav Pinchos Loichot. So then there is a memory by Rav. The Rav says that Pinchos Loichot. But Chofni, he had two sons. Chofni and Pinchos. So according to Rav, Chofni was guilty of the Abir. But Pinchos not. So Shmuel ben Achmina b'Yenisin, he goes one step farther. Rav says the Pinchos lechot in youth. But Chofni yes. Shmuel ben Achmina says even Chofni is lechot. So how does Rav know the Pinchos lechot? Because there is another passage. It says, "V'achiyo ben achitu, achi yikovim ben pinchos ben eili kein." So the posik is miyachis, a certain kein who was doing that in the later years, to pinchos ben eili. If pinchos had been guilty of niyuf, then the posik wouldn't be miyachis. Because anyone who is guilty of niyuf is not destined to have a descendant who will be innate in the meal. So he says, "V'achiyo b'nachitu v'achiyo yikovet ben pichot b'neinu likeh, efshe achet bol yodei, this chet of niyuk, v'akosuk miyachsei, v'alifonema yikorei sadishem li'ish, asha yaseno, eir ve'ino, desiposit malachai, me'oli Yaakov, in other words, if somebody is guilty of Neil, so he cannot have a descendant who will participate in the leadership. So the pasuk is reference to two things: somebody who's well anochis, the goye, or any other mitzvah. She's new. Some mele, if Pinchas had been guilty of new, and the pasuk Malachi says that Yikores Hadishem liishashiyasen of new. Magish Mincho Lashem Tzvokim. So how could the Posik in Shmuel mention, in other words, Pei Yudalet, that a grandson of Pinchas was Eved Avedin Emitos? So it's a riot that his grandfather was not guilty of the Aved of him. So who was guilty? Just Hoffman, according to that. So he says, Shmamino, Pinchas lo yichotam, elo ksiv asher yishkibun, lo shrab. So the more answers, yishkibun, there is no vav after the base. There is no vav after the base, just the nun sofit. I said, Yishkibon. In other words, it's Losh Yochit. He darshens the Ksiv, Losh Yochit. Only Chof. Vaksiv al Bonai, Toiteva Shmuo, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Bonai Bni Ksiv. There is only one Yud, not two Yud. Then, the Gemara asks, Vaksiv Magirim, יש לו של רבי, כאשר עמי, כאילו אל בונוי, כאילו איתוי והשמוע, אשר עמי איך ישמע, מעבירים מעמד השם, לא של רבי, so you know it is the terrace. והקסיד מעבירים, עומר רבו נברית רבי ישוע, מעבירום פשוט. רשא says, it's a נוסחו משבשס. נולד גייריס, והקסיד מעבירום. But Tesis is Geirus. So Tesis says, how can the Gemara say, Mavirom Ksiv, it's a Choseh, there is no Yud, in our Maseiras there is a Yud. Maviri, Amadishem, so between the Reish and the Mem Sofi, there is a Yud. So again Tesis says, there is a Geirus. Then this is what Rav says. But Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmei Mion Rav Gerisim, he goes one step farther, and he says, not only Pinchas was not guilty of the Aveir of Niyum, but even Hofni wasn't guilty. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmei Mion Rav Gerisim, Koleim Rav Neil, Chotoim Rav Teir, Shnei Rav Shom Shnei Neil, Hofni Pinchas Kanad Hashem, Sabor it Rav Noma Rav Pinchas lo yichotam. So then he goes one step farther, Matish Chofne le Pinchas, Ma Pinchas lo yichote af Chofne yichotam. Ela man kayem ashe yishkivu nesanoshim. So it's not to be understood according to Rabbi Nisim to the Pshute. Yitich she show es kineyem, shalai hochu eitzel baleyem, mala aleyen akosuf tilu shoch. It's not to be understood literally, the choch. But it means they, another Mechavere, they didn't text right. So they used to postpone the Hakovas Kabonis. So when Yildiz came to Shilei, that was before that the Samidot disappeared on that line, to be matched, you know, Kabonis, Yildiz is part of Kabonis, so they let. They made the yield a stay, and then they kept them away from their husbands, and they only acted them from the video. So it's my little akoso, kilubalo. It has to be explained, but what's the shaykhas though? But then this is what the Gemara says. So this, where the Rashi is not geiris, mavirumsi. So there's no kash, but thesis is geiris. So he says, Hashas Shalom Uchili Kalasvorim Shalom. Shekosuv Bemavir. Now, this is what he says here. Primit Masira Shemor, Mimotim Shamasira Shechrit Rashad, Misach Shabbos, that he made him Mavir on the sea, and he called Shalom to see Mavirim Mole. Mavir Mole. Again, according to Rashi, in Shabbos, there is no veil. But he is the sea's gate. And again, in respect of Misoxi, according to Rashi in Tzivos, there is no veil. But according to Rashi in Tzivos, according to Tzivos, there is a veil. So the Rabbi Chevedia gives here an exhaustive list of all the veils. Of all the veils. And it's an exhaustive list, not only variances between now and Masir and the Masir of Chazal, but even a variance between our Masir and the Masir of Rashi, or of Tesis. So, an exhaustive list. So, of all the variances, there is only one variance that is a variance according to all Rishayim. That is a variance between the Maseres of the Gemore, Chazal, and our Maseres according to all Rishayim. Mashenkin, the other variances, are variances called the Rashi, called the Tesis, called this one, called that one, but not in Maseres between, not in variance between our Maseres and the Maseres of Chazal according to all Rishayim. The only variance that is a liberty cool our main variance between our Masir and Masir of Chazal is in connection with Karnes. Karnes, we'll soon see. Alright, now. So Rabbi Kvedia gives here a whole list. So he says, V'chein מוצינו במידה דף למד גימו עומד א' תסס דיבר המסטר והנסי שכוספו דם סירה שלונו מחולה ברשס. That's Nisa. But again, this is not a variance according to all the shame, only according to Tesis Girsi, and Rashi's Girsi in Yitzhuve, but according to Rashi's Girsi here in Nide, there is no there. Then, ובין גילד החובייס, Kosvutesis, the Vaichal, who based Suki, Somoch Lipars. Gemara says in Megillah that we cannot, an Eilel Teira cannot start reading the Torah less than two Psukim from the Parsha. Either he starts reading the Torah at the beginning of the Parsha or three Psukim away from the Parsha. But he cannot start reading the Torah two psukim from the parsha, or one person from the parsha. So Teisve says, so Teisve asks the kasha, how an anima tanis we read by how? So he says, by how, the posik of by how is two psukim from the parsha. If you're looking at Aus der Tor. If you look in Aus der Tor. Ay. Shmei Islam et Beis. Posik Yudal. Vai chal mei sheskei adi shem alekol. Vayin alomo adi shem yeche apcho ba'amecho אשר יצא אישו מארץ מצרים, ויקרי הגודל וביות חזוק. So that's פוסק י"ד. Where is the beginning of the parasha? Where you see pay? That's פוסק זין. So you have זין, חס, טס, יוד. So how many פסוקים is it from the beginning of the parasha? Four פסוקים. So what is this one? This says, he says there, but the day is constantly by how he based psukim some of the parts. It's not based psukim, it's doubt. So, it's a high, that Tisvas Masire was different than our Masire. Now, so this variance is not what is that?
Suitable connected?
Nani, that's not a textual variance, because between one pasuk and another, is there any manifestation in the text of the Svatov?
There is no.
There is a textual manifestation in the hefset between one sefer and the other, between one chumash and the other. And between one parsha and the other, there is a textual manifestation. In other words, psucho stumo. So between one parsha and the other, there has to be a space of tesis. But between one pasuk and the other, there is no physical manifestation. So what is the whole argument? Whether it's one pasuk, two pasukim, what's the difference? It's not an arbitrary thing. There is nothing. Nothing is legabi tris at all. The halacha is that you're not allowed to start reading the Torah unless it is the beginning of the parasha or at least three psukim away from the removal of the parasha. But two psukim removed from the parasha not allowed to read. So what is the masor? The masor is not something that has a textual manifestation. As a matter of fact, there are more in Siman Lamed Beis, Sifin Erchaim, Sifin Lamed Beis says that it's the proper thing to have a little bit of hefsek, a little bit of hefsek between one pasuk and the other. As long